Karl Popper's writings on the state were not detached. He pretended no dispassion on this matter called the state. He wrote during the rise and spread of fascism and saw how the garish robes of romanticism were used to dress up hate. But the modern notion of nationalism didn't start out that way, Plato sourced and fed. Quote, the principle of the national state, that is to say, the political demand that the territory of every state should coincide with the territory inhabited by one nation, is by no means so self-evident as it seems to appear to many people today. And my interjection, with this statement, we're helped to see the hidden hand of global statesmen working behind scenes, clandestinely, determined to craft a global totalitarian reality. Our Savage Continent readings show this clearly, the implementation of a plan to accomplish exactly what Popper is describing as nonsensical, one nation per land. Continuing, even if anyone knew what he meant when he spoke of nationality, it would be not at all clear why nationality should be accepted as a fundamental political category, more important, for instance, than religion, or birth within a certain geographical region, or loyalty to a dynasty, or a political creed, like democracy. But while region, territory, or a political creed can be more or less clearly determined, nobody has ever been able to explain what he means by a nation in a way that could be used as a basis for practical politics. The principle of the national state is not only inapplicable, but it's never been clearly conceived. It's a myth. It's an irrational, a romantic and utopian dream, a dream of naturalism and of tribal collectivism. In spite of its inherent reactionary and irrational tendencies, modern nationalism, strangely enough, was in its short history before Hegel, a revolutionary and liberal creed. By something like an historical accident, the invasion of German lands by the First National Army, the French Army under Napoleon, and the reaction caused by this event, it had made its way into the camp of freedom. It's not without interest to sketch the history of this development and of the way in which Hegel brought nationalism back into the totalitarian camp, where it had belonged from the time when Plato first maintained that Greeks are related to barbarians like masters to slaves. Plato, it will be remembered, unfortunately formulated his fundamental political problem by saying, who should rule? Whose will should be law? Before Rousseau, the usual answer to this question was the prince. Rousseau gave a new and most revolutionary answer. Not the prince, he maintained, but the people should rule. Not the will of one man, but the will of all. Unquote from Karl Popper's The Open Society and Its Enemies, Volume 2. And you can read more about the example he cites, the story of Hegel bringing nationalism, the ideology nationalism, back into the totalitarian camp where it had belonged from the time of Plato on. So, if you want to read more about that story, you can download free Revealing Division from the Nascence to End Work website, and there is a long excerpt that includes that story.